rolling.
Bradaloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1,275, March 28, 2024. For the second day in a row, the high was in 1946. And on this day in 1946, it was 78. And in 1923, on this day, it was one below. And there are no ice outs to report today.
Hail the flashlight, King.
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers, manning techno. And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers, manning technology corner. Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop. John Height in the newsroom.
I'll start the show.
And of course.
Okay. I wanted to hear my name, though, first.
Fireworks Commission.
People keep finding them. Greg Anderson said, I was waiting in the doctor's office, and adjacent to the waiting room was a door with this signage, and he sent me a photo. Who knew? You're not so out of date after all. You know what the signage said on the door?
What the signage said on the door?
Telephone closet.
Oh. No.
But then he added, the doctor came in with a black medical bag and a shiny reflector light on his forehead, yeah. So maybe they're not up to date.
Then. Run.
Sorry, sir, we're going to have to cut your arm off.
Right. And Willard Munger had the same thought I had. I actually had a little different thought than Willard. But Patrick Henry High School, now is it still called Patrick Henry? Have we changed the name yet?
John Height? I think it changed, didn't it? I'll check.
Which is a shame. Patrick Henry was a great American. Patrick Henry High School apparently has had a leaking roof, and some of the news channels got a hold of this and showed us the soggy mess in some of the classrooms. Mm. And it was Willard's point that, they spent a lot of time getting the old name out of there and squaring away the modern name, but they apparently weren't keeping up with the infrastructure of the school itself.
It will become Camden High School starting with the 24-25 high school year.
I see. So this coming autumn, John, it'll be Camden High School.
Correct.
I'm still accurate when I'm calling it Patrick Henry.
You are correct.
I think their school name was the Patriots. Is that right, anybody?
It's ringing a bell.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that has to go away, too, because that could be terribly triggering to people who aren't, weren't born in the United States and reason to be patriotic.
Remind me again why Patrick Henry was evil. I always thought of him as a patriot.
He must have talked to a slave once at the general store.
I think it was a slave deal. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
But colors red and gray, Minneapolis. Yes, Patriots.
Patriots. Now, is there any way to tell if that gets changed when they become Camden High School?
In 2018, community members reexamined.
I don't need 2018. Oh. No, you don't have to read the whole thing. Never mind. I'm not going to dwell on this.
He had 112 slaves, although he argued against slavery.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Those were different times, weren't they?
What to make of that?
Yeah, it was strictly because he was a slave owner.
My favorite failed academy protest. My favorite ever that's come along. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Vanderbilt University. It's right in downtown Nashville, practically.
Pro-Palestinian. Okay, I'm listening.
They had to call 911 yesterday because one of the protesters needed to change her tampon, and she feared toxic shock syndrome if she couldn't leave the protest area, and she was afraid if she left the protest area, she'd get arrested. Well, wait, so we had an emergency.
That's a first world problem, isn't it?
It is.
Don't, when you go in for one of those protest situations, don't you assume you'll end up being locked up? Isn't that the goal?
The protesters said that the student had been threatened with arrest by campus police if she attempted to stand up and use the bathroom. In another video, other protesters can be seen speaking to Vanderbilt University police officers about their friend who needs to change her tampon. Some of the students appeared to be panicking. They called 911 because they're worried one of them could go into toxic shock.
Wow.
I think I'm about to go into shock.
Yeah.
Do these...
people are stupid.
These are 18-year-old kids. Do they have any idea of the 18-year-old kids in this world who are really suffering? This is extraordinary. This is so over the top that, see, these kids are beyond the capability of being ashamed of themselves. They don't know what that means.
Well, not only, they're just idiots. So they're pro-Palestinian Hamas, correct?
Yeah, they wanted Vanderbilt to divest any money they might have had with Israeli concerns.
Do they know what the Hamas people did to the young men and women that were at that concert when they broke in there and started pillaging and killing and setting bodies on fire and raping and kidnapping?
No,
do they have
they
any
don't.
Notion at all?
No, they don't. That? They don't. They have been taught thoroughly by the failed academy, of which Vanderbilt would be a great example of the failed academy, that the world should be viewed through the lens of the oppressor and the oppressed. And somehow these morons, worried about toxic shock syndrome, are convinced that the Palestinians are oppressed and the Israelis are oppressors. There, it's as simple as that. And in a world viewed through that lens of the oppressor versus the oppressed, there can never again be individual responsibility. That's what it takes out. I was thinking of that during the Keith Ellison lawsuit against Hyundai and Kia. Wouldn't it make just as much sense to sue the parents of the thieves for the failure to manufacture a law-abiding citizen? But they can't do that because the thieves have been designated as oppressed. Therefore, they have no responsibility for their illegal actions. And these kids at Vanderbilt, this could have been any school because they're all failed academies. But this one was particularly humorous because the young woman in question, apparently her timing was off.
Yes, I have a question. I'm going to take a little different tact here.
I'm sure you would.
Well, is this being magnified, all this protest? And here's why I ask. I saw plenty of pictures from this protest.
Yeah.
There were 40 students about, roughly. Yeah. I counted on many pictures.
Yeah.
There's almost 8,000 students at Vanderbilt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So we have less than 1% of the students taking part. Are we magnifying it too much as news organizations? What are we doing? What are we doing? That's my question. What are we doing?
If it would have been one student, it still would have intrigued me for the preposterous nature of her complaint.
John, I agree completely.
You're completely right on so many different fronts. All the time. Wow. It's shocking how much news coverage will be given to small little events.
Well, it's unlikely this event would have made the news without that wrinkle, which reveals them to be who they are.
So then you almost, it's the absurdity of the whole thing.
Exactly.
It's fun bringing to light just the absolute ignorance of some of these kids. But then you're wondering, is it even worth talking about?
No, and I'm done because I'm moving on to my second favorite protest.
You have them ranked? Was it a top five?
Well, I wasn't even aware of this one until Kenny told me.
This is a fun one for me.
The St. Paul Saints, by the way, are they supposed to play today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. They start tomorrow.
They got a shot. They got no shot. They have to bring a jet engine in there like Calvin Griffith thought. How are you going to land a plane at Metropolitan Stadium?
Yeah, 37, I think, tomorrow is the high, if I remember right.
The St. Paul Saints announced the name for the tiny pig that will deliver baseballs and provide refreshments for umpires during the first half of the 2024 season. Because apparently this is something the Saints have been doing all along. They've had a pig as a mascot. Yep.
Every year.
Right?
Sure. Every year.
But they're calling this year's pig Ozempig.
Clever.
Get it?
Clever.
Yeah. Sure.
Because there's a weight loss drug called Ozempic.
Yep.
So they're calling this year's pig Ozempic, but that has people accusing the team of body shaming. Because of the pig's weight.
No, but how could you? That's such a stretch. And such a stretch.
The main goal with pigs is to make them fat.
Right.
As fast as possible. Let's fatten this thing up.
Let me see if I can find this. Sean Anderson, the team's VP and director of broadcasting and media, said they're not going to change.
Aronson? Aronson?
I'm sorry. Aronson.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Said they don't plan on changing the name. We've never been in the business of poking fun at anything, he said, adding that he sympathizes with some of the critics. 160 folks.
Folks.
I can't stand it. Folks, for me, folks gets foghorn.
Oh, I love the word folks.
I can't
come on.
It.
Come on, folks. Let's all get together.
I can't stand it.
Why?
I don't know. It's used too much by liberals appearing to be friendly.
No. You don't get to just arbitrarily pull a word out of your butt and say we're going to foghorn it from now on. That's not fair. Folks is a good word.
Can I ask you something?
Great word. And I'm not going to allow them, the liberals, the lefties, the commies, to take this word over and use it. What kind of country do you think we're living in here?
Are you trying to otter me here?
Yeah, he is.
I don't know. I like the word folks, Joe.
More than 160 folks.
Thank you.
Commented on Instagram where responses range from this is not funny to big swing and miss and pledges from some to sit out the team's home games.
Oh wow.
Ozempic, a drug meant to manage glucose levels for people with type 2 diabetes. Some of these Hollywood type, they're mainlining that stuff. They're losing weight so fast they don't know
they're
what to do.
They're using it for weight loss.
That can't be good for your kidneys.
Who's saying, it's magic?
Celebrities and social media influencers promoting it as a way to short-term weight loss on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Aronson said the name Ozempic was chosen from 2,300 fan submissions. There's no reason to protest. You can't cite a pig if your concern is obesity. Pigs are supposed to be obese. You idiots.
This is all on social media. Before social media, they would have taken one phone call and the reception would have said, receptionist would have said, you're insane and hung up.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a scrawny pig go to market?
Yeah. Don't buy that pig. You're not getting
it. You don't want that pig.
Magic was sung by Pilot in 1974.
Oh, I didn't know we were worried about that. I could answer
magic.
That. The song.
It's magic. Which Ozempic has borrowed.
Ozempic.
See, I didn't know that you pursue some arcane things. I didn't know you were looking up the name of their song.
I just, for research purposes, I'm done for the day now.
What happens to the
pig exerted myself.
When his time with the Saints is up?
I hope they eat it. Send it to market and you eat that baby.
Are there pigs that you don't eat that are just for farming?
How come there's no pardoning of pigs at Easter at the White House?
Because it would put Spencer out of business.
Spencer, did you order your ham yet?
I do. I said I want the biggest ham. I talked to Spence's grandson, Jake, at the White Bear store and said, I'm having people, I need the biggest double-smoked bone-in ham that you've got.
When are you picking it up?
We'll go to White Bear on Saturday.
And you've had their ham before.
Yes, I have.
Well, that's why you're back for more.
It's fantastic.
If you've not had an Easter, is there time, do you think, for people to still call one of the three Grunhofer's locations?
I called yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
Call the flagship stores in Hugo, north of Hugo on Highway 61. Then Spencer opened a second store in Forest Lake on 97, just east of 35E. And
then went way south. He went way south.
Way south, way out of the boundaries. Spencer went down to White Bear. Mm-hmm. He's on Highway 96 in the Birch Lake Mall area there, right? Birch Lake Square. That's where you ordered your ham.
Mm-hmm.
And now are you going to get brats because they got the BOGO?
I will get I'll get an armful of other items. Wait. I got to get the rookie burgers. I haven't had them for a while.
Oh, see, that's what happens when you go in the store.
I'm probably going to drop about at least 100 in extras.
It's very tempting to leave the store.
Which is fine. I'm happy to do that.
A large shopping basket.
Yes.
Because they have every kind of meat possible at Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. There's weekly buy one, get one brat specials. It's a great way to test the new flavors of the brats. But the main event on the calendar is Easter, and those double smoked hams from Grunhofer's are truly the best in the world. It's Grunhofer's in Hugo, Forest Lake, and that newest store in White Bear Lake, 1350 Highway 96 East in White Bear Lake, right in the Birch Lake Square. Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best and also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts, and he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute no obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
And now let's hit the bump.
I didn't mean to hit it.
It's all right.
And once I hit it, I couldn't stop it.
Well, do another one, because I'm not going until you do this right.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Souchere.
I don't know that I've heard this one
Funky
before.
Dylan Height, baby.
Is this is Santana, isn't it?
No, this is Funky Dylan.
This is Rookie going deep.
Deep cut.
Good. Yeah.
You got to hit up the newly relaunched MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com website. You, like I did, you'll end up learning a whole lot more about our guy Rich, the owner, than you knew before. 40 years in the industry, that means if you have anything at all that needs attention, any kind of lock or key combination, Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe, he's the best solution in the metro. He carries the best safe in the country, the Liberty Safe. There's always a sale going on with Liberty Safes, and that's true for this month too. Through April 8th, you can save up to $710 on the Fatboy Junior Extreme and $400 on the Colonial 23. That's through the 8th. The Liberty Safe, of course, made right here in the United States of America by Americans. The best warranty you can get, fully transferable for the life of the safe, best fire protection, and the best selection. And you, being a GLer, you got to walk in and say, "Hi, Rich, I'm a GLer. I come from Gumption County." And he'll give you a little something extra, like 15% off all small, quick combo and key vaults. Maple Grove Lock and Safe, they're right there, 6901 East Fish Lake Road in Maple Grove. And you check out that fancy new website, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com.
The least diverse city council in America, the St. Paul City Council, the least diverse, is proposing to require anyone building or reconstructing parking lots in St. Paul have to include the electric vehicle charging stations. So this has nothing to do with the free market. They're telling the builders and developers, you must include the EV charges in order to meet our climate policy targets, which are, I don't know what they are, 80% EVs by 2040 or something. And first of all, they obviously know a lot more about automobile tastes than I do, because they anticipate that people will buy these. They're not now. The sales have fallen off. The manufacturers are trying to cut back. But in order to meet their completely whimsical climate goals, which are meaningless, They're not suggesting they will have it by law that you have to have charging stations. They must also know something that I don't know.
That you have to pay for yourself to install?
That the builders have to put in.
Wow.
Well,
why do they?
Never mind. It's okay.
It shouldn't be on them to build it. If you drive that car, that's up to you to find it.
He's got a point as far as the expense goes, Joe.
Well, the expense will play out this way. It's just going to cost that much more to rent in St. Paul.
Right.
True. And the St. Paul City Council, the least diverse city council in America, all young females with the same worldview. How does that explain diversity? It doesn't. They're and all anti-car. What in God's name do they know something about how people are supposed to afford these electric cars? Because right now they're unaffordable.
Right.
And right now, the people that can't afford them are subsidizing people in Malibu to drive them around. Because you get a federal tax break.
You know how guys our age in their shops and garages, they like to put in one of these really old antique gas pumps with the gas bubble on top or the logo? Do you think in 50, 60 years from now, guys our age will be putting those in their shops and their garages?
There's the old charger, yep.
Or better yet, have you seen any of the footage on the internet of the millennials trying to work a rotary phone?
No.
Do you think in 50 years they'll have kids? What is this, kids? How do you use it?
Hell, you can do that now with a typewriter.
Yeah.
They don't know.
But I think Matthew did actually bring up a good point. The unit cost of each charger and then running the electricity. I believe each one of them uses more than 100 amp service. So, you know, if we're talking 200-300 amp service for each one, there's a huge expense there.
Well, get this. They just come right out and say it. If left solely to market forces, meeting future EV charging infrastructure needs would be more costly and potentially leave many people struggling to participate in the EV revolution. This is according to Bill Darmody. What is he? He's a city planner. What revolution? There is no EV revolution. And then he said, well, we got to bump the private sector out of this in the market because they're not anticipating it like we are.
Okay.
What?
And this brings up your point, or maybe it was a GL or 6 months a year ago. Did the government subsidize gas stations back in the 20s?
Not. Of course not.
Did they make demands on the private sector regarding gas stations?
Did they have, do you think city councils back in the day said, come on, we're going to help you join the gas car revolution?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The St. Paul Climate Action and Resilience Plan, this is a city that has half its streetlights out, approved by the council in 2019, set a target of increasing its number of electric vehicles to 33% of on-road traffic by 2030. Now, that's 6 years from now. You think 6 years from now, 33% of the cars in St. Paul will be electric? Maybe.
No, I don't, because of the backlash right now from...
They're too expensive.
Right, and the car companies are saying they're not selling.
And do you think according to the government, 80% of us have to drive EVs by 2040?
No.
I don't see it.
Do you know what percentage we're at now? Are we even at 3%?
I doubt it. I think EV sales account for about 7% of sales nationally.
Nationwide, okay.
And they can't clear the lots of these things. Well, I don't want one. I never have wanted a government car.
Well, from 7 to 33, that's a long road.
We're going to put the chargers in because we're putting the chargers in to meet our climate goals. That's like saying everybody's quit fishing, but you're mandating that every corner store has to sell minnows.
That's, I like that.
Nobody fishes anymore.
Right.
They're all withdrawing because tackles, you know, fishing rods and boats and motors have become too expensive. But the least diverse city council in America said, we're looking forward, and you better be able to buy a minnow. But no, we don't need the minnows. I got to get this in before Johnny Heights News. I mentioned it yesterday. I now have it. I have the survey results from the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association. It's their 2024 membership survey results. Hmm. It's very sobering. They are the largest organization of its kind in Minnesota. They have 10,600 rank and file members, are police officers, deputy sheriffs, dispatchers, correction officers, conservation officers, and more. In early Feb of this year, just a month ago or more, we sent an anonymous electronic survey to our entire Minnesota active duty membership. We received 1,241 responses before we stopped the survey on Feb 18 when the Burnsville tragedy occurred. We are sharing the results with our members, the media, and legislators to provide insights on the belief and concerns of public safety officers in Minnesota. 98% of Minnesota's police officers said they are somewhat, very, or extremely concerned about the recruitment and retention issues in the profession.
Mm. That's virtually all of them.
98%.
Yeah, you might as well say 100. Wow.
98%.
Or the 2% that...
98% of officers said they are somewhat, very, or extremely concerned about risk of prosecution for on-duty actions. 90% said very or extremely concerned. 69% said extremely concerned. 98% worried that their job will cause them to be arrested.
Wow.
80% of respondents are unlikely or very unlikely to recommend the profession to a family member. This best reflects the lack of morale and perspective on the profession. To best address recruitment and retention, the most popular answer, with nearly half of the responses, is support from political and municipal leaders. This answer, 45%, surpassed higher compensation, which came in at 31%. Nearly 65% of respondents said holding prosecutors accountable for charging decisions as the most important priority for this legislative session. I have the full survey. Please select your current position. 84% said police officer. Location of your work, 30% greater Minnesota, almost 30% Twin Cities Metro. The biggest age range was 41 years old to 50 years old. 21 years old to 30 years old, 9%.
Wow.
Oh. 9%.
That's telling.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Recruitment and retention, 57% are extremely concerned. And 32% are very concerned, for a total of 89% being very or extremely concerned about retention. It's kind of sad when you realize so many of them would not recommend it to family members. Every officer faces the risk of being hurt or killed in the line of duty. How often do you experience anxiety or stress about that risk? Less than once a month, 29%. A few times a month, 22%. A few times a week, 14%. Once a month, 12%. And every day, 11%.
We don't face those concerns here, do we?
Nope.
Not at all.
Would you recommend law enforcement to your son or daughter? Very unlikely, 55%.
Mm. That's sad.
3% said very likely to.
That's not high enough.
Which item would help most to address the recruitment and retention issue? Select one.
This should be good.
45% support from political and municipal leaders for the profession. 45% want support for the profession. 31% said more dough. 10% said pension and retiree incentives. 11% said other. 2% said pathways to policing model. I don't know what that is.
45%. Wow. And it seems like such a simple ask. Just support us.
Right.
Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association is the voice of law enforcement in the media and at the Capitol. What issues do you think they should prioritize most when working at the Capitol? And the choices are, maintaining a healthy pension was a top issue with a weighted score of 4.46. Legislation to hold prosecutors accountable for charging decisions was the next highest with a weighted score of 4.43. Ensuring criminal statutes are enhanced to address repeat criminals received a weighted score of 4.09. Addressing recruitment and retention issues through education and financial resources issues received a weighted score of 3.72. And clarification of school resource officer, 3.48. I don't know what those weighted scores mean.
So there's really nothing to be learned there. They're all kind of sort of on par with one another.
Nearly 65% of respondents indicated holding prosecutors accountable for charging decisions is the most important priority for the session.
What a great question there.
This was the answer with the most intensity, followed by maintaining a healthy pension.
Read it again. 65%. That's worth a reread.
Indicated holding prosecutors accountable for charging decisions as the most important priority for this session. I'm a bit confused by the wording.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, I think prosecutors, by definition, are accountable for charging decisions.
Well, they ought to be. It doesn't seem like they are, especially in the case of Mary.
Where Mary's charging decision could be held in suspicion or question would be if the Londrigan case is taken from her, she clearly wasn't responsible or accountable for the charging decision. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She blew her charging decision, in other words. She blew it. If it ends up that if they say, never mind a Londrigan, or it goes to some other attorney area, then she failed being accountable for the charging decision. We better get this straight.
But it goes beyond just charging police officers, does it not? I was assuming they were just talking about regular criminals and the decision to pursue or not pursue.
That's probably it. Now, we can't call Leslie Rosedahl of the media wing of MPPOA, but I think you just nailed it. In other words, I think I might have worded it differently. I think what the coppers want is, look, we arrest bad guys, charge them.
Right, and that's a problem all across the nation, not just here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because are the likes of Mary either part of an organized attempt to unravel the culture of law enforcement, or is it just her personal ideology?
See, sometimes the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts get together and work. They're two separate bodies, but they function as one.
Right.
And I think that's what we have here.
I think what we can tell from this survey is that cops are extremely afraid of being arrested for doing their job. That's what it's come to.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're extremely worried that, well, 98% of officers, 98% said they are somewhat, very, or extremely concerned about risk of prosecution for on-duty actions.
What a way to
work.
Well,
that would be like if I came in here. No, I can't even make it an analogy.
And we're worried about the FCC.
I can't even come up with an analogy.
That if you screwed up audio-wise, said something, the FCC would prosecute you.
Mm. Yeah, that doesn't work because I screw stuff up every day.
Our attorneys are better than the FCC.
Yeah, maybe that's
They're scared of us.
We got good law.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, we've got awesome lawyers.
Man alive.
Can I ask you something kind of along the same lines, but it's something I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks. When this Lonergan case first came out in the days after the event, the governor, didn't he meet with Cobb's family?
Yes.
And then since then, he's come out recently in the last couple of weeks saying he's a bit concerned.
Yes.
I'm wondering what changed that. And I'm also wondering, and this is just pure speculation, I have no insight whatsoever. He has State Patrol troopers protecting him 24/7.
Yes.
I wonder if he started talking to the men and women of the State Patrol and they gently persuaded him to see things from their point of view.
Or more accurately, they didn't talk to him at all. He was getting a cold shoulder from them.
Yeah.
Well, what did Pat Garofalo tell us about this? The governor is triangulating. He's just smart enough, to understand that the Lonergan case is not playing well with the public. He's just smart enough to try and find a place where he can stand.
Yeah.
Because his initial response was to join hands with Mary Moriality and meet with the family of Ricky Cobb III. And then as it became clearer and clearer and clearer, through videos and other evidence that Lonergan was acting as he should have, the governor starts to figure out what the hell, I gotta take a turn here. I gotta save myself. So he is he's backing away from his initial response, which would be to placed all his weight behind the victim. Because he views the world through the lens of the oppressed and the oppressor, and he viewed Cobb the Third as an oppressed person. I think the women that Cobb allegedly beat up probably viewed him as an oppressor, but not everyone has the same lens.
When in fact, on Judgment Day, A lot of people would be shocked to find out that he, in fact, is part of the oppressor crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The governor is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all know they are, but by their actions, they try to hide that.
Right.
You know, by virtue of being white, Walls is an oppressor.
Yeah, at the very base.
So
yeah,
is Mary Moriarty.
Yeah.
She's an oppressor.
So
and this terrifies them. They can't be seen as oppressors.
It's their white guilt.
Oh,
they can't stand being white.
Right.
But again, just two numbers from that survey that just are so glaring. 45% say they would like the support of the political leaders.
Yeah.
65% want prosecutors to be held accountable. Those are really interesting numbers.
It's disconcerting when they have to feel so poorly about their own profession.
Yeah.
You know. Say, did you see the weather forecast?
What do you got, Goose?
I think we're over the hump. It's going to warm up, maybe 60s by the end of next week. Get up to EcoFun in Forest Lake or EcoFun down in Burnsville and check out the e-bikes are on sale at Forest Lake, the store I visited a couple of times. It's just a fun place. The parking lot is immense. It's been plowed. Pick out an e-bike that's on sale. Take it out for a test drive, and you'll get the right seat, the right tires, the right handlebars, the right equipment, the right fit. Everything will be perfect for your summer riding season. Vespa scooters are on sale. Yamaha UTVs are on sale. Same with Kawasaki. Preseason youth ETVs, I'm sorry, ATVs are on sale by as much as $300 to $500 off. Moto Guzzi motorcycles, helmets, and apparel. Great service departments, great people. It is a really, really a fun store with a great emphasis on youth recreational equipment. But even that's not entirely accurate because the emphasis is on everything. The store is huge, and they've got wonderful, wonderful, wonderful inventory of great fun stuff. In Forest Lake, just west of 35E on 97, and down in Burnsville on the county, on the service road of life near County Road 42. What a great place. Check it out. They've been with GL from almost day one. EcoFunMotorsports.com.
Mike Schoonover, the Fender Bender Mender. He's on the horn with us because Positive Thursday is brought to us by Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care. They're in Shoreview, 1060 County Road E, newly remodeled and fancy. And pretty much anything you need related to auto care can be had right there at Schoonover's. And boy, I got to believe you're busy this week, Mike. I saw a record amount of crashes on both Monday and Tuesday. It really got crazy around town.
Yeah, business has picked up a smidge with all that icy weather we had.
Were they minor repairs, minor crashes, like replacing, I don't know, body panels or bumpers, that sort of thing?
You know, it happens. It gets we get a mix, and you know, if it's bumper to bumper, you know, people are driving like, you know, in NASCAR, but it's slow. We're going to have the slow, the low impact or the minor fender benders.
Yeah.
When you got those out there that are, you know, just driving like a champ and just got to get to where they're going, and, you know, they're exceeding the speed limit for the conditions. Those are the ones that are generally speaking not repairable.
See, now you're using a phrase I use, but you're using it in the opposite way. I always tell people to drive like a champ, and I assume that they know what I mean, which is adjust your driving speeds for the conditions. If everybody's doing 30 because we've got glare ice and slush and slop, don't go 70 because you're just going to be a problem. You're going to cause a crash. You're going to wreck your car. You're going to wreck other people's car. So I call driving like a champion, adjusting your behavior to the current conditions, not driving like, you know, it's a NASCAR race in the last seven laps.
Kenny, I've become very cynical over the last 4 years. So I'm not very positive with our society as a whole and how we behave. So I guess I was being more of a smartass than anything.
It's so disappointing, Mike, that watching all of these crashes, and a lot of times I will see five wrecks in the same place all morning long. One crash will clear. 2 minutes later, another will happen right there. And people, as soon as they get a little bit of open road in front of them, they put their foot down and then they auger into the median.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Kenny, I think, you know, it's been a while since we've talked about it, but, you know, avoiding a crash, avoiding getting in accidents, you know, you got to reduce your risk. And obviously on those days when the roads are icy and slippery and whatnot, you know, obviously the best way to avoid getting into a crash is to stay home or stay at the office or wait a few hours, because, you know, MnDOT is not what they used to be. I used to be really proud of our road maintenance, but, you know, they are making a difference, you know, after they're out there and they, you know, treat the roads with that, you know, liquefied salt and, you know, whatever chemicals that they're using. So, you know, if you wait a little bit, that's going to help. But also, you know, vehicle maintenance goes a long way. I mean,
yes.
You know, checking, you know, making sure that your brakes are good, making sure, most importantly, that your tires are in good shape, and your wipers so you can see. And then, And then, right, like you were talking about before, slow down. I mean, what's the hurry?
You can blame anybody and everybody you want, the government, the governor, MnDOT, but it all comes down to the person behind the wheel and the car or the vehicle you're driving. Tires, wipers, following distance, caution. Just drive like a champion and you'll be fine. Thousands and thousands of people made it to work this week without crashing. They must have a secret, huh, Mike?
Yep, just some common sense thinking, Kenny. I think we've heard that before in this show many, many, many times. So,
and the great thing about you guys, Mike, is when I do get in a crash, my insurance company is your responsibility. That's the best thing about Schoonovers.
Absolutely. Hey, and then, Kenny, just another reminder to the GLers that, you know, when you are involved in an accident and it's not your fault, you want to try to go through the other party's insurance company, because they will cover all of the costs. They will cover, there's no deductible, obviously, but they'll cover the cost of the repair plus rental car. So, you want it to go on their dime, not yours, because it wasn't your fault. So,
Great advice. Thank you, Mike. Garage Logic's official body shop, Schoonover Bodywork and Auto Care. They've been at it since 1938. Always rated as one of the top shops in the metro, SchoonoverBodyWorks.com.
Truth, justice, and the soucheray.
You going to Johnny or Kenny?
I think we're going to Johnny. Johnny Height.
Thank you, Joe. This update brought to you by North American Banking Company. Let us start with some sports news because it's one of my favorite days of the year. It's opening day.
Yes, it is, Johnny.
Twins play the Royals in Kansas City. They are underway at 3:10 this afternoon, and this means I can sit in front of the TV, play guitar, and watch baseball for 9 hours. It's going to be wonderful.
Loser. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's supposed to be in the 60s today in Kansas City.
I looked yesterday, and you were correct at that point. I don't know if they've changed it today, but
Kansas City today, 66 degrees.
Oh,
and tomorrow,
nice.
They won't even have to take a day off. Oh, tomorrow is an off day.
They did take an off day. Yeah, they always do.
Tomorrow's in the 70s in Kansas City. That air is moving towards us.
Nice. And as you talked about, these Saints open tomorrow, when it'll be probably a little chilly.
I don't see how they can do it because they still have a snow-covered field, which will not melt today.
No, not at all. One other sports story. This one coming out of the blue, sort of. 2.5-year process for Glenn Taylor to sell the Timberwolves and Lynx apparently is off, according to a statement from Glenn Taylor.
Really?
The club's longtime owner and chairman released a statement this morning saying that Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez, who have been leading a group to buy the franchises from Taylor since 2021, failed to meet their deadline for the final payment to obtain a controlling stake in the organization. Taylor's statement says, under terms of the purchase agreement, the closing was required to occur within 90 days following the exercise notice issued by Lauren Rodriguez. That 90-day period expired March 27, 2024, according to the statement. It adds that an extension could have happened under certain circumstances, but those circumstances did not occur. That development means Taylor, the 82-year-old who has owned the franchise since 1994, will continue to run the Wolves and Lynx for the foreseeable future. Lauren Rodriguez still have a minority ownership stake, but have been working closely with the franchises since striking a deal on a succession plan with Taylor in 2021. Taylor's statement added, "I'll continue to work with Mark, Alex, and the rest of the ownership group to ensure our teams have the necessary resources to compete at the highest levels on and off the court." He finished it up by saying, "The Timberwolves and Lynx are no longer for sale."
Wonderful. 50-win season. They achieved 50th win last night.
Yes, they did.
Woo-hoo! Hey, regarding tomorrow's opener for the Saints, partly sunny, 43.
If there was no snow on the field, they'd probably try to get it in.
Well, how do you know there's snow on the field? I would assume they removed it all. Oh, you did?
Video. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
Maybe they got a jet engine in there today. I don't know.
When
where would they land? Well, St. Paul.
How can you land it?
The airport's not far away.
Right.
when I played Legion ball, one of my favorite things is one of the old fellas from the Legion would pour a bunch of gas on the pitcher's mound if it was wet after a rain, throw a match on it, and they'd burn it for a while, and then it would dry out, and we'd play ball.
I tried that on the driveway hump. It didn't work.
In news, families of five men killed by police have reached a settlement with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension in their lawsuit seeking the investigative files on the fatal shootings. The $165,000 settlement was reached Monday. The family's attorney, Paul Bozeman, said they'll have full access to the case files, and the Bureau will tell families in the future how to obtain such reports and how to obtain their relatives' belongings, according to the Pioneer Press. The attorney says despite family requests, information on the incidents was not being released by officials, although that is warranted by law. Prosecutors cleared the officers of wrongdoing in all the shootings. The family's lawsuit, filed in November, alleged the Bureau violated Minnesota's open records laws. The families include those of Brent Oselben, Dalal Id, Zachary Shogren, Oquan Sims, and Tekel Sundberg, who were killed by police between 2020 and 2023.
So when I was a kid, I knew a guy that was rebuilding a Studebaker, and he didn't have a parts washer, so he had a small barrel, you know, about 12 inches tall. He'd wash all the parts in the gasoline.
Yeah.
Ooh. Lived up on a hill. The driveway was on a hill that ended at his driveway slab. And when he was done cleaning them, he dumped the gasoline in the driveway, and it ran down the driveway. Sure. And he says to his teenager, he says, "Boy, watch this."
Yeah. Lit her up, huh?
He lit it up. The whole driveway was on fire. He got a little freaked out and started spraying water from the garden hose on it.
Yeah.
That just made the fire bigger.
Wow.
It was the most awesome thing that young teenager had ever seen.
Well, he was showing little care for our mother, the earth.
I love my dad. He's awesome.
A follow-up to a story we had back in late February. We told you about a veteran who had served in Vietnam, later had assignments in Somalia, Haiti, and northern Iraq, where he helped coordinate and implement the evacuation of Kurds. Well, we told you back in February, died in St. Paul 1 month after being punched by a teen at the Harriet Island Regional Park. 76-year-old Thomas Dunn had been walking with his wife when they returned to their vehicle to see a young man urinating. Dunn took a photograph, which angered the group of young teens. One of them punched him twice, causing serious injuries. Dunn had emergency surgery for traumatic damage to his right eye. He had several fractures of both his eye socket and nose, and he died about a month after that incident. Now, the youth, who turned 18 this month, will have a hearing to see if he should be certified as an adult in the assault.
Yes, he should.
This hearing will happen next Wednesday, April 3rd, in juvenile court on St. Peter Street. That's right across from Mickey's Diner. Hearings that day start at 8 in the morning. No specific time has been set for the youth's actual hearing. Folks involved with the case are asking anyone who knew Dunn, the victim, or were impacted by his life to show up. It'll be up to the judge after that hearing to decide if the 18-year-old will be tried as an adult. Again, that's next Wednesday, April 3rd.
I would expect a lot of people would show up from what I've heard about this guy. He had an impact, a positive impact, on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Former Minnesota governor, movie star, and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura announcing yesterday he had partnered with Retro Bakery to create Jesse Ventura Farms, his venture into the cannabis industry. According to Retro Bakery's website, the edibles will be hemp-derived and will be under 0.3% THC. There will be a launch party and meet and greet on April 20th. The former governor released a statement. I wonder what that statement would sound like if the
a lifelong dream has finally come true. Thanks to a diverse group of creative and dynamic individuals who have been working diligently over the past few years, I can finally announce that today, Governor Jesse the Body Ventura is in the cannabis game. I can tell you, truly amazing. This is a wonderful feeling to finally be able to legally share with you products from a plant that has an amazing impact on my life. Not to mention the historical significance of being the first U.S. governor to officially put his name on a cannabis brand. Each step brings us closer to finally ending this tragic and dangerous war on drugs. All right, people, let's make some history together.
Who wrote that for you?
I don't know. I got people.
All right.
Why don't you tell me who wrote it?
I don't know.
Why don't you tell me who wrote this?
I don't know.
I'm sure I wrote it. I just don't remember.
I think this is the stuff that won't get you high, right? This just
0.3
helps sleeping.
I'm still in research and development.
Aches and pains.
Aches and pains, medicinal.
Yeah, I don't think medicinal. This is a party gummy here.
I don't know what
well,
this is.
Well, why stop there? Let's keep the train running.
Why don't you tell me what it's going
Why don't you tell me where the train is going? I don't know where the train is going, but I'm going to grab hold of it so I'm not behind, you know?
Ventura was
there. Are you doing the news now, John?
Yeah, he was. Thank you. You have been a champion of the cannabis industry because Terry, your wife, suffered seizures, and you said as soon as she started ingesting some cannabis, it helped get rid of the seizures.
That's true. Yes. That's true, John. Did I tell you?
No, serious question.
Now you're telling me.
Serious question.
What?
Did Terry Ventura to seek relief, did she have to smoke it, or was she using edibles?
I think that's personal.
Okay. I didn't mean it to be an insulting question.
I don't
question.
Have the answer to that for the public.
Why don't you tell me what it is?
I'm not telling you. Why don't you tell me what I did?
Yeah.
You told me who wrote this.
I was a producer of a morning show where she was a frequent guest, and she is the sweetest human being in the world.
Well, you know what she is, John. We call him a saint.
A saint, yes. I would have to agree.
I don't know how this will reflect on the governor and his wife, but before I got into radio, I worked for an organization called Rent-A-Wreck. And they were frequent customers with our van.
Rent-A-Wreck.
I don't. Yeah. That's been stricken. That's been stricken from the records. I don't recall.
All I know is he was always budget conscious.
Oh, always. I got my first dime. You know, I'm fully vested in the AFTRA SAG. Fully vested in the retirement.
I remember the
day that I was fully vested. I told Rookie, I went right into the shop or the studio, and I said, I'm in a really good mood right now. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. And Rookie said, why don't you tell me what you want to say? So I did. And I told him, I'm happy because I'm fully vested in the retirement plan for AFTRA SAG. So I maxed out.
Beautiful.
I also remember telling Rookie when I went in one day, I was very happy because over the weekend, I went up north with my South Side buddies. And if we drink, we drink to get drunk. And we went up there and we had a mortgage burning party.
Oh, boy.
I burned my mortgage.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
You know? Huh. You know?
Yeah.
The governor, your stuff will be able to be pre-ordered on April 1st. I'm thinking,
I don't
governor,
have to order it. They send me. It's like when I went up to Minnesota Brewing and picked up some pig's eye. And I remember one time I was loaded up
the
Suburban.
How long is this going to take?
I don't know. This is the new program.
Why don't you tell me?
I'm not. Why don't you tell me how long it's going to take? I filled up the Suburban, and there was one extra case. And I saw the Rookie with his little puppy eyes wandering around saying, this doesn't fit. And I said, give me that case. And I drove away with it on my lap and told him if he wants to go inside to get some pig's eye perrant, he can go inside and ask the guys at Minnesota Brewing.
Governor, about that beer, that was right on par with, like, Blatt's, right?
A step down. Step down from Blatt's, I would say.
Governor, do you think I should take a break here, Governor, or should I move on with more national and international?
You know, to tell you the truth, I haven't really been paying attention.
No, you haven't, because you're screwing around too much with this.
I don't
BS.
Know. You know what I'm going to do? Let's take a little break here.
Okay, then we'll have
the
some
break
more news
is gonna
after
be
that.
Like the weather. Take a break from the weather. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm talking about Welter Heating. They're online at welterheating.com.
Don't do it in that voice.
As the temperature changes, so do I. Why don't you tell me what the temperature's supposed to be?
I don't know what it's
supposed
to be.
Why don't you tell me about Welter?
Yeah.
Ray N. Welter. All right, 6-1. I'll tell you one thing. I've got to tell you one thing that I looked at just now. They have a different number up here.
So I've got to click on the welterheating.com because I know that that telephone number is all set for you garage logicians to call. And all you have to do is go to welterheating.com. It's super easy. Now, I will give you the telephone number. It is 612-825-6867. That's the phone number if you have a heating problems, cooling problems, air purification problems. They have 120 years of experience. They have four generations, and they're garage logicians. And they're giving away product for free. No, not furnaces and AC units. Click on the blog icon, and they may answer the question that you have about your heating unit or your AC unit. Super easy to do, and a human being will answer that phone during business hours anyway. 612-825-6867, welterheating.com. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, make sure the temperature is nice and cool. 70 degrees with welterheating.com.
Well, you had it again today.
Why don't you tell me if
I had it? No,
it
was right here today.
I don't know if I have it.
You had
it. It's been pretty difficult for me to keep up with all of the responses from all of you GLers that have reached out and booked your appointment with Linda Keller and Keller Tax Services. I got to tell you, it's really awesome to see that she's helping so many GLers, both in the great state of Minnesota and all across the country, because that's what she does. She can help you if you don't even live here in the state of Minnesota because you made the smart decision to move anyway. KellerTaxService.com, that is her website. If you go online, you can book your appointment right there. But here's the other thing that's pretty neat about her website. She keeps up-to-date tax information right there on her website. So whether you're looking to maybe do some personal tax services, a business tax services, you single, individually, whatever, it doesn't matter. She handles all types of returns for all types of people, both, like I said, in Minnesota and outstate. And oh, by the way, she does still offer those Saturday appointments because we're getting down to crunch time here, just a few weeks left before tax deadline day. So go online, book your appointment at KellerTaxService.com, and please do me a favor and make sure you tell Linda that you heard about her right here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Sugere.
Our guys at ProTurf already sending experienced service techs out assessing lawns and customizing slow-release fertilizer and weed control plans, both environmentally safe and guaranteed for superior results. At least they were doing all this before the snow rolled in. Give them a couple of days, the snow will go away, they'll get back at it. That beautiful, healthy lawn all season long, we're talking April, November, until the snow flies, it's all possible. All you have to do is click on professionalturf.com. No dandelions, no broadleaf weeds, no crabgrass, no nothing. Just a thick, luscious lawn. And when you get on that website, do yourself a favor and click around. Go deep in the tabs. Check out the amazing landscape projects that ProTurf has been involved with over the last few years. They're also big on the Facebook page, so you can check them out. They're a wonderful company. They do the lawn treatments, of course. They do the landscaping, and they'll do your irrigation system. They do it all at ProTurf. The website, again, really easy to remember, professionalturf.com.
Thanks, Kenny. In national and international news, the National Transportation Safety Board interviewed the ship's captain, his mate, the chief engineer, and one other engineer on board the merchant vessel MV Dolly, which hit Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, according to NTS chairperson Jennifer Holmendy. Providing an update on the collapse of the Baltimore's bridge, Hornady said there were 21 crew members, two pilots on board the cargo ship when it crashed into the Key Bridge. As of this morning, two bodies of men working on the bridge when it collapsed had been found. Four more men still missing. They are still searching for their bodies. Israel may not be able to destroy Hamas despite 5 months of intense fighting in Gaza. That coming from Israeli intelligence officials. The main objective of the Gaza invasion faces failure, they said, as international support turns against Israel. Israel thinks it has dismantled Hamas's main command, though, and control structure in central and northern Gaza. But they say pockets of guerrilla resistance remain. Senior officials told The Telegraph four out of an original 24 Hamas battalions remain completely untouched after fleeing to safety in Rafah, which Israel is preparing to invade. Meanwhile, a new Gallup poll says more than half of Americans, 55%, said they disapprove of Israel's military action in Gaza. 36% approve of it, according to the poll. 9% said they had no opinion on the matter. Approval of the war fell among both Republicans and Democrats, although those groups remain split. 64% of Republicans and 18% of Democrats approve of the military action. Both those numbers are down from the last poll in November. Republican Governor Jim Justice broke with West Virginia's GOP majority legislature yesterday. He vetoed a bill that would have loosened one of the country's strictest school vaccination policies. West Virginia is the only one of a handful of states in the U.S. that offers only medical exemptions to vaccine requirements. The bill would have allowed some students who don't attend traditional public institutions or take part in extracurriculars like sports to be exempt from vaccinations typically required for kids starting daycare or school. The governor said West Virginia is way ahead of the pack in protecting children from preventable diseases like measles because of their vaccine policy, and he said it should stay that way. Justice, a Republican, is running for Democrat U.S. Senator Joe Manchin's seat. He received immense pressure to reject the bill from healthcare educators, leaders, and parents. He refused to answer whether or not he planned to sign it before Wednesday's vote, saying he needed time to think through the decision. Government leaders in Puerto Rico have declared a dengue epidemic.
Come on.
Major?
Yeah, which one?
After a spike in cases of the mosquito-borne disease hit the island. From the start of the year through March 10th, so that's about, 2 months and a couple weeks, there were 549 cases, 341 hospitalizations, and 29 severe cases.
We were early on to the dengue. We're talking a decade at least.
Major, and then the, well,
right, there's regular. And then you get major.
Is this regular or major? We don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. You got up on your dengue.
Major is a big problem.
Yeah, if I'm going to get dengue, I just want regular. I don't want major.
Yeah.
Cases are concentrated in some of the larger cities, including San Juan, Bayamon, Guaynabo, and Carolina. Between 2010 and 2020, there were more than 30,000 dengue cases reported from four U.S. territories, with Puerto Rico reporting the most. In 2012, Puerto Rico reported 199 deaths, which was the last time they declared a dengue epidemic.
Can we get dengue here, do you think? Or is it?
Well, you have to have a certain kind of mosquito.
It's the mosquito or the climate?
I think it's the mosquito.
Right. It's the skeeters that carry it.
Right. Right. And I think our cold temperatures here.
Well, we've ruined the earth, so it could get warmer.
Yeah, but dengue needs the mosquito needs to be in the ripe temperature.
What the hell are you, Dr. Science?
Why don't you tell me about Major Dengue? Yeah.
You know, are they killer skeeters? Will dengue kill you?
No, but I think you're uncomfortable for a while. Yeah.
Well, it had the last sentence of my story there. 199
I think you're
deaths
sitting on the pot a lot.
Huh? Yeah, an epidemic.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that kind of pot.
Not sure what information, speaking of health, we can glean from this story. Older Americans now have twice as many sexually transmitted infections when compared to a decade ago.
How the hell are they getting those?
New research to be presented in April at the pre-Congress Day at this year's European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, it's a long title, in Barcelona, Spain, will state the need for urgent ways to manage the rise in conditions like gonorrhea, syphilis, and genital warts in the baby boomer generation.
That sounds bad.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, I don't even dislike warts, but when major warts? Yeah, genital ones are tough. Yeah.
Don't you have to, have like sex to get these though,
yes,
right?
Yes, Kenny.
You would think so.
Most people don't.
We're okay, Joe. Yeah. We'll be fine.
The research will also stress the need for conversations around STIs in older people to be normalized.
Be fine.
According to the CDC, the rates of STIs in adults aged 55 and older have doubled over the past decade. Well, the reason for all this? Well, this is Dr. Justina Kowalska is one of the doctors presenting the research. She said rising divorce rates, foregoing condoms as there is no risk of pregnancy, the availability of drugs for sexual dysfunction, the large number of older adults living together in retirement communities, and the increased use of dating apps are likely contributing to the growing incidence.
Well, they got those fun communities, you know, where everything.
Right, right. You know, I think the key word here is
on the yard.
Trust. I think the word trust isn't being used properly here. Trust me, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
Gonorrhea. Right. Gonorrhea cases rose a lot in the last 10 years.
Is that in the swimsuit area?
Yeah. How come we can't get rid of it, right? Don't we? How come we can't
drip?
Is it?
Oh.
If left untreated, it can also cause serious health problems in both men and women. However, with the right treatment, it can be cured and quickly. Many STIs simply require medication to treat it effectively, meaning awareness around the condition is very, very important.
All right. Very good. That's a good report.
Thank you, John.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Hey, remember when I was telling you guys
to be talking when everybody was
all about Escape Athos Vacations? Remember that? Do you remember me telling you about that?
I do remember that.
All right, well, here's the deal. They have a wonderful Croatian cruise coming up this summer in July. Maybe you wanted to go, but you didn't know what you'd be doing this summer. Maybe you got a bigger tax return than you thought you would. Maybe you've had money sitting in your savings that's just sitting there. Well, do something with it. Do something fun. Do something spur of the moment and go on this cruise. I'm going to be on this cruise. I've got several family members on the cruise, friends on the cruise. Yes, they said, I'm not going to just sit on this money. I'm going to spend this money wisely and do something that's going to be a great experience in my life. 7 nights on the Adriatic Queen, sailing side by side with the king, breakfast, lunch, a new Croatian town every single day, plenty of swim stops. We are going to have the time of our lives. Escape Athos Vacations. That's Teresa and Maria, my two sisters. They've got a few cabins left on this bucket list yacht adventure. So call Maria or Teresa at 651-788-4338. Yes, they're available for this wonderful trip, but they're also available to book anything you want. Maybe you're going to the Baja. Okay, if you are, they can put that together for you. 651-788-4338. Many members of the Garage Lodge staff have used them in the past, including myself and Joe, and a huge thank you to the GLers that have reached out to Escape With Us Vacations for all of the travel needs. EscapeWithUsVacations.com.
And now, a man who has never had a relationship with a tree, Joe Souchere.
The author of this note wishes to remain anonymous, possibly because the author is a somehow employed in the failed academy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
On a recent podcast, you asked why so many people in what you describe as the failed academy seem so unhappy. You can find one definition of happiness on the National Institutes of Health website. It states three factors in happiness, the third being psychological balance, that is, alignment between cognition, emotion, and behavior. Undercurrents in our culture that spring from the left can make this alignment tricky. Today's TV shows and movies feature female stars that affirm their feminism by acting toxically masculine. Equity in education, so all students can excel and compete in a capitalistic society, is a good thing. Capitalism itself is not. Dividing the world into oppressor and oppressed is noble, even as some groups in the oppressed category share no common values. The relatively new science of global warming is credible. The biology of the human genome, which has existed throughout the ages, is questionable. Maybe part of what you're seeing is the inner turmoil caused by self-created contradictions, inconsistencies, and circular reasoning. The right has its own dysfunctions, of course, but they are not as prevalent in academia. Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Renewal by Anderson for the best windows in town,
for
the state, the region, the country, the world. They bring you only because.
Only because what?
Only because they come to us all the way from Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, where the traveling Lymans are holed up. We only did one thing today in Minnesota.
Why don't you tell me what it is?
On this day,
which is March 28th, 2024.
In 1992, William Maupin's, Duluth's premier civil rights leader, died. He served as president of the Duluth NAACP chapter, and when an African-American family was prevented from moving into a Duluth neighborhood, he launched a campaign that led to a city fair housing ordinance. He also organized a food drive for poor African-Americans in Mississippi. When white truckers in the South tried to block the shipments, he persuaded Duluth Teamsters to deliver the food.
Hmm.
So he was a pretty persuasive guy.
Okay.
William Maupin died on this day in 1992.
Are you sure that you're not just shortening this because maybe you have to write or something like that? Are you sure there's only one?
One what? I have to write today.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Let's go. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Come on.
Let's get it going here. I mean,
Bradaloni's Hardware.
Oh yeah, I got to read my promo, don't I? Can't forget my promo. All right, everybody, here's my promo. Which one do I read? Promo one, Joe. The Daily Logician is a great way to stay up to date on Garage Logic. The Daily Logician, it's a daily email sent right to your inbox with the latest news and notes from Garage Logic. Sign up right now at garagelogic.com. You'll find the Daily Logician sign-up form on the right-hand side of the page. Super easy. That's all you got to do. YouTube, we got some great stuff on YouTube, so be sure to sign up for Garage Logic on YouTube. There's really good stuff there. And thanks for checking us out, Chop. Yep.
It is time once again to check in with our guy, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold, who's on the line with us. No better time than right now to pick up that phone and give Josh a call for that free 48-minute financial consultation. You can do so by dialing 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. You make that call and you get Josh, who will always give you straight talk without sugar-coated advice. And let me be the first to wish you, Mr. Money Talk, a very happy season opener and baseball season to you.
Oh, I'm excited. I usually say spring begins when I get my Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which I didn't see this year, so I didn't know that spring had begun. Then when I hear the sound of the ball popping in the leather and the wood on the ball with pitchers and catchers reporting, that to me has always been the start of spring. And when I was a little kid, that was the time when I went to the closet, which I had always been looking at every day growing up in New Jersey. You go to the closet, and there is my two gloves, my fielder's mitt and my first baseman's mitt wrapped with a ball inside to make sure that pocket was just perfect for the start of the season.
I love it.
And when pitchers and catchers reported, everybody, no matter what the weather, well, if it was raining, that would preclude that. Then it would be the next day. Headed down to the park, to our field by the creek, and you just waited for enough guys to start throwing the ball around and get ready to play a little game. It was an exciting time. Well, right now it is an exciting time as baseball season opens up and people are starting to say, we got to get to the ballpark. We've got to get our bets in. And how do we own? Can we be owners? We see all this money that the owners are making. Can we be an owner? Yes. Yes, you can be an owner. There's still one publicly traded company that you can be a part of, and that's the Atlanta Braves. Some people would say, well, that's America's team because they're on TBS and just about every other station around the country. I think they have more people watching them than the Chicago Cubs. But you can be an owner in Batra, B-A-T-R-A. Stock doesn't move around that much. It is tough to acquire. There aren't a lot of shares outstanding. The bulk of the money, of course, is made through advertising and, of course, media. I'll say paid media coming in. But the stock trading at 41 has tended during baseball season, as well as how well the Braves are doing, to move up or or down. This is part of a larger media conglomerate called Liberty Media. It is run by the, and I'll call him famous, media mogul, John Malone, who also owns other parts of Liberty Media, which include their cable television networks, includes Formula One Racing, and includes Sirius Radio. Most of the Liberty Media stock are not barn burners, but they do typically trade at a discount to the net asset value. And going back, here's an opportunity to be a baseball owner. Now, moving on to the next part is betting, because baseball season has got a lot of betting opportunities, and there's online gambling that's available in many states, not yet in Minnesota, but that could be coming, depending on how the politicians work things out and who gets the money and who gets the taxes. But that's a story for another day. But one of my favorite companies, DraftKings, as well as FanDuel, owned by Flutter. And then you have MGM Bet. You have Penn Gaming, which owns or has control of ESPN Bet. You have Caesars Bets, Win Bets. So there's a number of places that you can participate in the sports book. Don't you like that? The sports book during baseball season. Although most of these companies tend to make a lot more money during football season and right now during March Madness. DraftKings did take a little bit of a hit after hitting a recent 52-week high. They took a hit on a proposal from the NCAA to ban prop bets on college sports. Prop bets allow you to make in-game bets on the performance of certain athletes, and the NCAA feels that that would put too much pressure on the athletes. Oh, and I thought that the pressure just came from NIL. Well, speaking of pressure, just a quick comment on my favorite fruit company, Apple, who got a downgrade today from one brokerage firm, cutting their price target, cutting the rating from buy to hold, which is the equivalent of sell the stock, on concerns about the recent Justice Department suit, which does provide a lot of headline risk, as well as the European Union's new Direct Marketing Act, which not only affects Apple, but also affects Google, Meta or Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, and ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, the Congress is looking at is as well. And the other fear with Apple, and I think this is embedded in the price of the stock, is Apple sales in China, where Apple faces a lot of competition, and a lot of that competition has been, we'll say, is somewhat government-related. And if I match that up even with the Justice Department suit saying that Apple is a monopoly, they have too much control of the U.S. market, and they should welcome more competition. Now, there we go again. The government taking a perfectly fine business with a tremendous amount of innovation and competing in a very difficult landscape, and the government saying, well, we see you've made a lot of money, but we think it's too much, and we want some of your money, and we want to cut out your potential for innovating in the future by putting up more restrictions on how you do business just because your competitors aren't keeping up. So we want to make things better for your competitors. We don't care about you.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
Well, I get into a little bit of a rant when I see what I call government overreach. Would that be it?
It's what you do for a living, and it's what people depend on you for. So you're free to make those comments.
Thank you very much. I hope you've placed your bets on the Twins this year.
Yeah, enjoy the baseball today and for the next 7 months, Josh.
Well, I'll get to see a lot of it in person at Target Field, and I definitely take a lot of my clients with me.
Love it. Love it. You heard him, GLers. Great information there. So now's the time. Pick up that phone. Make that call for that free 48-minute financial consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608, where you will always get straight talk and you'll never get sugar-coated advice.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.